Good morning. This is Hack and Roll. Welcome at Omroep. Okay, today we're going to have a special show because we're going to show and experience how the next generation can hack and roll. So they pulled together some awesome music and also they're going to tell about their hacks and their experiences. Welcome, Floris and Joost.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Floris.
I'm Joost.
And you're Joost. So welcome to the show. So I'm going to give it all to you. So please tell us what you want to talk about.
We're going to talk about the game from now and the game from the past and what the differences about it do.
Okay, sounds really cool. So you want to listen to some music first?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, which song?
The dramatic song from Toby Turner.
No. Okay. Weet jij wanneer die afgelopen is?
Ja, na 2,2 minuten en 4 seconden.
Oké.
Okay. Wordt het zacht hier?
Als hij zacht is, moet je de baas daar
knopjes. Nee, niet hier. Maar je hoort het hier zacht.
Als je denkt dat hij bijna afgelopen is, moet jij een seintje geven. Dan gooi je goed doek de microfoon zo vast open.
Wat zei je?
Als je denkt dat hij bijna afgelopen is,
ja.
Moet je het zeggen. Dan doe ik de microfoon open. Dan kun je beginnen te praten over het laatste stukje van de muziek heen.
Oh ja. Wacht even, mag ik even
kijken? Ik kan niet zien wanneer hij afgelopen is.
Als je hierop klikt, dan zie je dat hij daar is.
Oh. Oké, okay, nog 30 seconden. Ietsje minder.
Ik ga het even.
Nog 10 seconden.
Dus nu doet hij het niet als ik hier doorheen praat. Ik ga het niet proberen.
Jongens. Ja.
Oh, dit was de dramatic song van Toby Turner.
It's a pretty good song.
He has a YouTube channel. It's called Tobascus, and it's a game channel, and it's very fun to look at.
Yes. He has also some literals. Who is... That's... Yeah. But now we're going to listen to another song.
From Toby Turner.
Whistle While I Work It, from Chester C, featuring Toby Turner. Dat gaan we zo meteen doen.
La 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 la.
No, you're out of your words. No, dat is de la 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 part. Zo doen we
dat.
Joost, moet je wel gaan dansen?
Nee.
Yeah.
Nog 2 minuten, jongens.
Gaan we hier tussen dit een stukje praten of volgende liedje?
Ja, dat moet je zelf weten. Anders moet je Chantal even vragen of ze willen helpen. Dat weet ik niet.
Nee, zo van, Floor. Floor, jij gaat eerst even iets zeggen, dan zeg je Lara. You're out of your words. No, dat is Lara Lapa.
Oké. Dus ben ik afgelopen.
Wat?
We moeten iets enthousiaster.
Zullen we nu over de.
Ja, zo.
Over de
ja, over de oude games.
Ja.
Oh.
Maar eerst, en daarna zeg je Lara.
Games from the past.
Ja?
Ja. Okay. Nou, dan ga ik praten, dan is het la. Dus ik heb zo in tussen mijn vader zijn.
Wie is dat vrouwtje die?
Wat zei je? Nee, eerst zeg je even iets van let's talk about old games. La. Zoiets, weet je wel. Als je even beslissen.
Hey, hij is er bijna. 20 seconden. Nee, nog een halve minuut. Nog 30 seconden.
Oké.
Wat zei je?
Kijk je soms even hoe laat.
Welke moet ik hebben?
Die gaan we praten
over. Radio muziek.
Next.
Jij hebt 2 iPhones. Joost, opletten.
Wat zei je?
That was Whistle While I Work It from Toby Turner. No, Chester C featuring Toby Turner.
Okay, so it was an awesome song.
Yes, it was.
Okay, so Rainbow Island you wanted to talk about, right?
Yes, Rainbow Island is also at home. You can play games from the past.
Retro games?
Yes, retro games.
Okay, which ones are your favorites?
I think the race games.
En de FIFA football games.
Yes.
En de FIFA football games. So you wanted to talk about the difference between gaming in the past and gaming today?
Yes.
So tell me, what's the difference?
The gameplay and the graphics, of course.
The graphics in the past were not so good, and now they are almost maximum.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what games do you like better? The games from today or the games from the past?
I like the today games.
Yeah, today games?
Me either.
Because you can play hours.
You can play hours with it and...
Retro games you... past you bored with.
Game from today, it's like you're... Sometimes like you're in it and... Today you also have 3D games, so it's awesome.
Okay, what do you expect for the future for a game? What kind of game would you really like?
You stand really in the game.
Yeah, so you do like teleporting or something, because now you have a sort of
controller.
Glasses. Yes, it's kind of glasses where you can look around.
Yeah.
And then you see the game world in front of you. Mm-hmm. But I think it's very cool if you can zap yourself to the game and play in the game.
Okay. Is it already there or not yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. So you're going to invent it, produce it, or not?
I hope it.
Yeah? Are you already working on making your own games?
No,
not yet.
Not yet.
I'm making a game channel with some friends.
Okay, that's cool as well. Mm-hmm. Time for a bit more music?
Yes.
What music are we going to listen to?
The next... song is This Is What It Feels Like from Armin van Buuren.
Okay, so here we go.
Well, just a sec.
For Armin van Buuren.
Hierna gaan we even de la-la-la part doen, oké?
Okay?
Ja,
zo
dan
ga ik la-la-la.
Ja.
Is het leuk?
Ja, het
gaat nu wel goed, hè?
Wat? Ja, de eerste keer ging niet zo goed.
Eén tip, je moet...
Gaat het een beetje goed
nog? Ja, maar...
Ben ik goed te verstaan?
Ja.
Hoor je mij
erbij? Jullie praten zo niet enthousiast.
Ja, weet ik.
Moeten jullie iets enthousiast
doen? Ja, dat is goed, Joost. Maar hoor je mij door de koptelefoon heen?
Maar dat hoor jij natuurlijk niet jou zo.
Nee.
Oh, we hebben nog anderhalve.
Ik mag hier eentje hebben.
Iemand interviewen. Maar ik ga in het Nederlands. Hallo. Heel goed.
Vind je wel leuk? Oké, Joost. Eén oor.
Nog een minuut.
Maar eerst gaan we wat vertellen, toch?
Nou, het scheelt niet zo. Die heeft van zo net nog langer. Ja, die was nog een halve minuut langer.
Oh, maar misschien.
Nee, dan kunnen we beter nu nog even wat vertellen.
Daar zie jij ook al die.
Ja, op de telefoon, hè? Nog 20 seconden.
Oké, Joost, gooi jij het weer open?
En waar gaan jullie het over hebben?
Over nog steeds een beetje over Rainbow Island.
Nog steeds over Rainbow Island?
Ja, en daarna.
Oké, Joost. Even stil, jongens.
Ja. Jij.
This was the song This Is What It Feels Like from Armin van Buuren.
Armin van Buuren is the best DJ in the world and he is also Dutch.
Oh, you're proud of it?
Yes.
Okay. Are you DJing yourself?
No.
A little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah, I have but friends. Not so good.
Well, you've got to practice before you're really good.
Yes.
Yes, it's with everything. Okay, back to Rainbow Island.
Yeah, at Rainbow Island you mostly have
arcade games
because I think they did mostly arcade games because we now at home we already have
action games,
so
shooters,
and arcade games are also very fun at the time. And you have pinball. I like it very much. Old pinball machines.
The old ones, yes.
Yes, the real ones.
So that's also your favorite, the pinball.
Yeah.
Really.
Okay, and I see every day there are new things at Rainbow Island as well.
Yeah, now...
Workshops,
yes.
Workshops? Did you participate in workshops?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we made a tiny matrix.
Okay.
It was very fun.
Mm-hmm.
And today, I hear you're going to follow a really cool workshop as well. Which one?
The strobe waffle maker.
The strobe waffle making?
Yes.
Yeah,
best treat. Best Dutch treat there is.
Yes.
Yes, you like strobe waffles?
Yes,
pretty much.
Okay, so what do you have if you eat over here? Do you cook yourself or?
Sometimes I cook myself, but sometimes my mother or my another one makes it for me. At most, cooking my family does, but making breakfast and lunch I do it myself.
Okay,
me too.
Sounds good. So, what's the next song we're gonna play?
The next song is Gentleman from Psy. Wil jij meer, Joost?
Huh? Ja, ik ben er wel.
Oké, okay. Doen we de tweede er meteen achteraan? Het laatste nummer er meteen achteraan?
Hij wil nog achteraan.
Welkom.
Nee. Je mag ook afkondigen, hè? Je kunt niet alleen aankondigen, je kunt ook afkondigen.
Ja, dan gaat het nummer en dan zeg je dit.
Oh ja, ik afkondig hem wel. Ja,
precies, dan speel ik die hier meteen achteraan.
En dan kondig je die af.
Ik kondig die af.
Ja, doe dat maar.
Ja, dan de nummers er doorheen. En dan hebben we nog even een onderwerp nodig voor jullie om af te sluiten? Of ik ga jullie
Ja. Dan nog een nummer om af te sluiten.
Zij willen nog... jullie nog over games praten?
Nee, over de... Ja, misschien een beetje over de gameplay, toch?
Gameplay?
Ja, de gameplay van nu.
Ja, en van toen dat toen makkelijk was.
Oké.
En dat de ouders...
Als ik het nou mag adviseren, dan moet ik eentje vragen stellen en ander antwoorden. Dat geeft meer energie.
Oké, dan stel jij maar de vraag, Floris.
Ja.
Oh nee, is het gentleman is dit, hè? Ja.
Ja.
Die andere.
Het gaat zo.
Ja, zo. Ja, hij kan hem stel, heet hij zo. En doet hij zo. Zo. Ja.
Ja, Gangnam Style was gewoon echt aan alle kanten leuk.
Ja, met iedereen kennen het thuis.
Ja, en dan ook de...
Ja, dat allemaal heel leuk, maar
Deze neus had ik minder goed.
Ja.
Maar deze is meer van die Chinees-achtige taal. En dat snappen heel veel mensen van bij ons.
Maar het is op zich wel best wel een leuk nummer, hoor.
Ja, ik vind de beat hier wel leuker.
Nog een minuut.
Voor het laatste nummer?
Voor dit nummer.
En dan, ja, maar het laatste gaat er meteen achteraan.
Ja, dat ging echt verschrikkelijk goed.
Something like that.
Yeah. Als ze willen, het moet geen verplicht nummer zijn.
Ja, ik denk dat
ze... Ze gaan morgen toch ook?
We hebben nog 10 minuten.
Ja, dan leren we wel.
Joost, dan ga ik dingen vragen.
Ik denk dat je 5 minuten al heel eind komt, want zo lang praat je niet achter elkaar.
Nee.
Nee, je praat iets van 2 minuten achter elkaar.
Het kan wel, je een gesprek staat, het kan wel. Er is gewoon wat.
Ja?
Nu gaan we een stukje praten. Ik kan je echt iPod.
Gaan we nog die la-la-la part doen of niet? Hè? Gaan we nog die la-la-la part doen of niet?
Jij weet. Is dit een papier?
Nee, dan dat is iets wat we, dat is best, dat we moesten een keertje heel hard om lachen en dat hadden we nu nadoen.
Moet je even mee beginnen, gewoon na het nummer.
Maar ik heb,
gewoon het eerste wat je doet en dan pas ga je afkondigen.
Ja.
Joost, zal ik la 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 doen?
You're out of your order.
Doe gelijk.
Of je vraagt of Nora even la 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 doen en dan kunnen jullie antwoorden.
Nou.
Nee?
Ik vind, ja, oké. Okay,
doen jullie het samen, mag ook.
Zij ze, ik zij zijn nu.
La la la. Joost. Ik zeg la la la, oké? Okay?
Huh?
Ik zeg la la la.
Ja, is goed.
La 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 la.
Ik heb mijn eigen jingle nog niet gehoord. Oh, dan heb ik hem gewoon niet op gehad.
Welk nummer komt nu?
Omaha, zo. Devil's Stoel.
Oh, dit is hier, isn't it?
Joost.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Kom nog jij hem zo meteen af, maar dat je... Ja, je arts. Ja of nee?
Nee, doe dat maar.
Dat is er.
Maar je moet, la 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 la. You're out of your words, isn't it? No, it's the la 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 part.
Ja, maar dat kan ook wel in de aansluiting naar je koptelefoon zitten.
Oh. La la.
Voor de grap even hier komen, even deze luisteren. Hier klinkt het echt moddervet. Ik zal het je zo meteen laten horen. Ja, dus, en, nou, en er komt ook, dit gaat de zender op. En dat is nog een keer vetter dan wat er uit de koptelefoons daar komt.
Oh.
Hier zitten al die dozen die daar staan, die zitten ertussen. En dan, net zoals op, dit klinkt net zoals op radio.
It was Lovey again from John Newman.
What games do you play? And what do you like so much about the gameplay for now?
Now the gameplay is harder, but...
Oké, maar je moet niet zo nauw, je gewoon, ja, de gameplay!
Wat?
Je moet iets enthousiaster, oké?
Nou, the gameplay is harder!
Nou, the gameplay is now harder, but...
Yeah...
I prefer the new games.
Yeah.
Now the gameplay is harder, but I prefer the new games. En dan moet je even vragen over de but my parents can't play, can't
over
play.
Wat?
But my parents can't play the new the games because it's too difficult.
Wat?
Ja,
de vraag about je ouders.
Luister. Wat? Nee, niet meer. But
Blijf er even af. Nee, niet doen. Ja, dan gaan ze daar aan het einde zitten.
Ach, joh, man.
Die andere kant. Ja, aan de andere kant. Want daar
ik, heb ook zo'n ruis.
Hm?
Ik heb ook zo'n ruis.
Ja, dan ga jij maar naast zitten bij 6 en 7.
This dit. This was Love Me Again from John Newman.
La 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 la.
Again.
Again.
La 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 la.
You're out of your words, isn't it?
No, this is la 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 part.
Alright.
Well, Joost, I've got some questions about the gameplay from now.
Yeah, the gameplay from now is more difficult, but I prefer the new games.
And why do you prefer the more difficult games?
Because it is more fun to play the new games.
And do your parents, can they play the gameplay from now or?
No, it's too difficult for them.
That's fun.
Yeah. But the old games, my father play them. And he can play the old game.
But do you also like the old games or only the new games?
Yeah, I also like the old games, but I prefer the new games.
Okay, and which new or old games do you play?
I play FIFA and Assassin's Creed and Skyrim.
And do you have an Xbox or something?
Yeah, I have an Xbox.
Okay.
And a Wii.
Wii.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Last question.
Yeah, I don't have any questions.
You don't have any questions anymore?
Nope.
So that was all about gaming. Where can people find you?
They can find us
everywhere.
Everywhere. You're anonymous over here.
Yes.
So, okay, well, thank you very much for your contribution. Great music. You're the next generation. So, I'm really waiting for your game because I really want to play it.
Yeah.
I hope I understand it by then because I am a few years older than you are. So, I hope I'm not too stupid for that, not too blonde. But, well, thank you very much, and have fun with the stroopwafel baking.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
leuk.
Chantal, ik speel nu eerst die muziek even, het eerste nummer van jou.
True Ruffles.
Hey, dank jullie wel. Tot morgen nog.
Je telefoon heb ik al licht haar voor Chantal.
Dank je wel.
Dank
je wel,
Floris. Doeg.
Is called Grassroots Manufacturing. The Ghana's Maker.
Fruit. Manufacturing.
Gezondheid.
In Ghana.
Maker Cluster.
Ghana's Maker.
Huh?
Clusters?
Cluster.
Yeah, it's cluster.
Het ziet er wel beter uit je ogen. Niet zo rood meer. Ik kan echt uit je hoofd zetten.
Yeah, it's like a lecture discussion.
Tonight I slept in a bed.
Wow.
What? A real bed?
Where did you find one of those?
Oh. At Hope.
Are you gonna start a band?
Yes. So I was actually under my in my sleeping bag. Because it was too cold. Not to be. Love it.
La la la.
I slept in a real bed.
Did you go back to the hotel?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Hope. Hackers on a plane. Hope.
Okay.
Where's that?
Nou.
Ja, dat was goed.
Next generation,
hè? Ja.
Niet goed genoeg was het. Het was niet goed genoeg.
Their English was quite okay. Their mom came and asked me, and yeah, my son doesn't speak English at all, but can he do his radio show? I'm like, how old is he? Yeah, 13. I'm like, he had 1 year of high school, right? Yeah. He speaks English well enough.
Yeah, probably.
Polish music.
Hmm?
Polish music.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Workout music.
Yeah.
Right.
For running up a mountain, lifting logs.
This one ends very suddenly. This one ends very suddenly. So I'm going to give you
a
second. And I'm going to open the mics for that.
Welcome back at Hack and Roll. Okay, welcome Anna Waldman Brown.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to talk about sustainability as well on Hack and Roll. So tonight you're going to do your talk on grassroots manufacturing Ghana's maker clusters.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about it.
Sure. So I'm going to be talking about the 3/4 of the people on the African continent who are in what they call the informal sector. So this is a group that they figure out all of their own supply chains, and they're not really connected to any major industries or businesses or official mechanisms of supply and demand. So what I'll be discussing this group of about 150,000 auto mechanics and engineers who are mostly illiterate, who work on fixing up vehicles that are imported from all over the world. One of the favorite vehicles in Ghana is the Dutch DAF truck. And what they do is they'll import these trucks. Many of them are completely beyond repair by most developed world standards. And they will replace the engines with engines from different vehicles. They'll rebuild their own truck beds. And this is the main mechanism for transporting cocoa beans for making chocolate throughout the country of Ghana.
Okay. And do you that consider to be a good thing, or do you wish to see it a bit different?
Well, the challenge is all of these computerized vehicles are coming in now, and the Ghanaian auto mechanics, as most of them are illiterate and have never really worked with computers before, have no idea how to interface with the modern vehicles that come in. So this caused a big issue when the, I think it was the DAF trucks, when they were imported a couple years ago, the first generation of computerized vehicles came in. And the Ghanaian artisans looked, so there were some issues with some of the brakes. And the problem was the brake was not talking with the computer of the car. And when a Ghanaian auto mechanic who's used to, you know, completely manual brakes opens up this vehicle, sees a brake system that's not working. So he takes it out and replaces it with an old-fashioned brake system that he knows to be working fine. So sends this truck on the road, and then all of a sudden, if something goes wrong and the brakes don't talk with the computer of the car, this truck will either just stop suddenly or refuse to brake at all. So there was a huge slew of accidents a couple years ago when the first computerized vehicle started coming in. And the auto mechanics haven't quite figured out what to do about all of this.
Okay, and do you have some sort of solution already, or?
Yeah, I think the sort of maker hacker culture is going to play a big role, because there's a large and or small and growing group throughout the African continent of people who embrace this hacker mentality.
And they all? Don't they all?
They do, absolutely. But these are the people who, the folks who are educated. And the challenge is, in academia, engineers, people with technical backgrounds want to, you know, keep their fingernails very, very clean. When you get a PhD in engineering, you can sit in an air-conditioned office all day. So what we need are those guys to start thinking about, well, we've got this huge workforce of pretty well-trained auto mechanics and people making agricultural processing equipment, all sorts of other small-scale manufacturing devices. And once the academics start connecting with those guys, then there can be some real innovation happening.
Yes, I think that's completely the case. So where should people go and what time?
So I will be thank you. I will be speaking from 9 to 10 p.m. tonight in T1.
In Tent 1.
Yes.
So good luck. And you brought a song as well.
Yep.
So we're going to play it. Where's it coming from?
Which song?
First song. Let's see what song it is.
This is Pata Pata by a South African named Miriam Makeba, who speaks in a language that's called Xhosa.
Okay, so we're going to listen to it.
Wow, even the glottal thing, you did it. That's awesome.
Very concise story. Very cool.
Hmm?
Very concise, cool story.
Oh, thank you.
I think you like those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Have you met them already?
No.
You're going to love them.
Okay.
Tom.
And Tane.
What? Sorry, I was completely into your song, minding my nails, you know, spacing out. What was the question?
Who you are.
Oh, who I am. Hi, I'm Tang.
Tang.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
So, I have no idea. Were we supposed to prepare something? Chantal? Were we supposed to prepare something? Were we supposed to prepare something?
You did?
Well, yes.
We're going to talk about this.
Okay, fine. You ask the question, right?
Yeah.
You just answer.
Of course, I am going to ask a few questions on Accept as well.
Yeah.
Complex systems.
Awesome.
You can answer those questions.
No.
Nice change from the Polish workout music.
I still have some dignity left.
Most eclectic radio station ever.
It's a good song. I like it.
I like the song a lot. I saw her live in concert when she came to the U.S.
I forgot to call him. But Afrikaan signed this really cool project as well for African artists.
Oh, okay.
It's actually being sponsored by Bavaria Alcohol Free.
Oh.
They stimulate artists.
Oh, okay.
Online.
Nice.
But also give them some peace for it.
Uh-huh.
And it's very successful.
One minute.
Okay, and that's some awesome music. Welcome back to Hack and Roll. Okay, I really love this music. I want to have a dance workshop on it and continue to talk with Anna on this sort of music because I'm really into it. But for now, we're going to welcome Tom and Tijn. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Chantal.
Hi, Tijn.
Hi.
Okay, you're from Accept. And you're kind of working the hackerish way already, aren't you?
Well, sort of.
I suppose so.
Yeah, well, we're definitely doing things differently in our own way.
So what are you doing differently?
I guess we're using things that that aren't supposed to be used in the way that we're using them.
Okay. Do you actually know what you're doing?
In a way.
So tell me a bit more about it. What is Accept?
Well, Accept is many different things. First of all, it started about 13 years ago, and with the ambition to try to find some fundamental issues in society and try to make them better, like really the building blocks that make our society tick. Political, agricultural, industrial, financial systems, those kinds of things. Because, you know, as you all know, we're heading towards a big cliff, and we wanted to see how we could do things differently. So that's how we started out, and in the past 13 years, we've been trying to figure out what the best way to do that is. So we started out as a company, and now we're a collective. We started out working mostly on urban systems like buildings and cities. Now we do all kinds of stuff, including disruptive software technologies, financial systems, new ways to produce food. That's pretty much like the lowdown. Yeah.
Okay. And I've heard you're working on some really cool project. I call it Neva, but I see over here you call it Python Django Framework Guru.
No, that's who we're looking for.
Oh, that's what you're looking for. Tell me more about it.
Regarding the disruptive software technologies, we're currently working on two concrete ideas. One is really about knowledge dissemination and knowledge relationships between communities and people. Really to get create a starting point for people who have a question where they don't know the words that go with the question. So you're basically starting a journey for knowledge, and we're trying to create the software tool that communicates with the user differently than the web does today with text and images, but we're looking really at networks and graphs and interaction with other people in a more visual way. So that's one of the things that we're currently working on right now.
Okay, and what kind of people do you need?
Developers, system developers, system managers, and interaction designers. But we're starting small. We're looking really for some people who can work with us close to the core, think with us on ideas and architecture. And well, we have certain technologies that we already intend to use. One of them is a Django framework, Python. We want to build web-based tools, and the Python Django framework is. So far has proven for us to be very versatile, very flexible, very fast, and we like it so far. So anyone who's an expert in Python and Django is very welcome to have a talk with us, to join us maybe. But we're also looking at web browser-based interaction design. And I've fallen in love with data-driven documents. Made by Mike Bostock. He works for the New York Times and creates the information graphics that go with the articles, and it's so powerful stuff. It's really interesting. So, and that's all JavaScript-based, but HTML5 vector-based,
okay.
That type of stuff.
Where can people find you, and when?
Well, we've set up two little gatherings, one today at 6 o'clock at Area 42 and one tomorrow, also at 6 o'clock at Area 42.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so Area 42, 6 o'clock p.m.
Absolutely.
I hope so.
And people
you never know.
Yeah, you never know. No, maybe start early. Early birds.
Early
okay. Birds catch
the So we're going to go to the music and come back a bit later. So for now, music.
Mag ik jou nog wat vragen stellen over duurzaamheid? Mag ik jou nog wat vragen stellen over duurzaamheid? Onbedoelde bijeffecten.
It's fun.
Ja.
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun.
Cool. Leiding.
Een beetje op een rant was ik, maar...
Integrated sustainability.
Fine, toch? Kind of maar goede radio is.
Okay. So, nice. For example, if you... maybe we can come back to the car. But this is one of the... Or not. It's not a good example of something that you don't mean to happen, but coincidentally happens.
Sure.
Ah.
Like that? Car?
Well, yeah, the DAF trucks, right? What country? Bad at names. Ghana.
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 Is the African continent? Yeah, you know the bulb.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
It's right there.
Okay.
In the armpit.
Exactly.
In the armpit.
In the armpit.
Ook nog een lightning talk. Are you gonna do a lightning talk as well on this?
Yeah, I think so.
Already signed up?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Might be.
No, but I have so much to do.
I know. Did you already do the Arduino?
Yeah! Tom actually rubbed sunbathing lotion in his eye and had to quit. You were halfway and it was so painful, you had to quit.
My eyeballs fell out.
Yeah, it was
popped out
and went to build its own Arduino.
It was really funny. I went to the first aid and I came in and said, yeah, my eye is hurting and I need to... And they were like, oh, what do you want us to do about it? They had no idea. They had nothing either. They were like, here, do you have a bottle of water? You can like throw it in your eyes. Like, I did that.
I did that. That's basic stuff.
Don't you have eye rinse? No. Do you have a towel? No. Do you have... What do you have? I have sunscreen. I can read on the back what's in it.
It's
hilarious.
I really don't like it because now there are only what's AABO in English?
First aid.
First aid, but before there were doctors, nurses, and all those people from the campsite, and they were better educated.
We're just a bunch of students that have no idea and don't care.
Hmm.
Dit is een Commodore 64 music.
Ja, dat is van het spelletje Mad Max dan waarschijnlijk. De Warp Time intro. Gaming.
Mm.
You gotta love it.
Okay, and this was Mad Max. Back to Tom on complex systems, sustainability. And we just heard from Anna about the trucks in Africa. How do you feel about it if you look at sustainability? Are those trucks sustainable?
That's an interesting question. Without going into it for a very long time, in our perspective, sustainability is not a property of an object. So a truck or a car or a flower or a house can't be sustainable. Something that is sustainable is the system that it's in. The system can continue to go on, like a society or maybe a city. So what can be sustainable is the way that you deal with the truck, the way that it is used within its society. And what I really find fascinating about the story that you're telling about the trucks in Ghana is the way that you're approaching it as, you know, not a physical problem. Well, it is a physical problem, but the idea was electronic trucks are going to be better than the old mechanical trucks. But, you know, you have this adverse side effect, which we call wicked problems, that it actually creates a much worse situation for a lot of people out there. And that I wonder how you're going to approach that in the way of like retweaking that societal system in order to make that go better.
Yeah, I think one of the big issues is this cultural divide between the academics, the people who, you know, have formerly studied all of the auto mechanical engineering systems, and the people who are actually repairing these vehicles. Because unlike throughout most of the developed world, where if something goes wrong with your vehicle, you take it to a licensed repair shop. All of these trucks have just been imported, generally piecemeal, generally, you know, completely destroyed, and then they're put back together by local auto mechanics, local artisans. And so there really does need to be more dialogue and less of this mutual distrust between the people who know how the systems work and the people who are actually fixing the engines.
Yeah, that makes sense. In a way, also, I would guess that if you look at it from a sustainability perspective, that's one component within the system that's important. And I'm sure that, you know, you're also thinking about many of the other components, which is eventually like trying to prevent extra transportation to take place in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So to make them more efficient or be able to, you know, attach extra components to them, or even, you know, make the cocoa industry work a little bit more fair. And that's a different discussion, though.
Well, what's interesting about the way that auto mechanic repair works in Africa is that all of the parts are reused. So when, you know, if your air conditioning system breaks down, you're not going to open it up, or, you know, you might, because we're all hackers here. But if your average, you know, citizen of the developed world is going to take it to the auto mechanic, who will open it up, say, oh, this just needs, you know, a new capacitor or something. That's not really worth desoldering this board, figuring out, troubleshooting what's exactly the issue. So it's just cheaper to buy a new one. And this old one generally gets shipped to, there's a huge port in West Africa. There's one in Kenya as well. And they take all of the broken bits from vehicles and put them back together in new cars. So everything becomes very modular in a way that is much more sustainable than our current model of, well, there's just some small part of the system that's broken. Let's, you know, buy a whole new air conditioner.
So can I
intervene? Because I think it's a really interesting question that you can talk about for so long. At Accept, we're really dealing with these sort of questions with a multidisciplinary team. And talk about it. How can you turn it into something really sustainable on so many levels? Because, well, it might have unexpected side effects that you didn't think of when you shipped them off to Africa or got them back. So I would really like for you to make one statement about how do you think that this could be the best solution for this problem? Mm-hmm. What would you say?
I think systems thinking is very important. Yeah. Like, you know, if you can make the cocoa transport system much more efficient, then that will have a rippling effect throughout the entire ecosystem.
Yeah, I think you can agree on that, Tom, or not?
Of course, totally.
Totally. Absolutely. Okay, so thank you so much. Well, tonight, the talk from Anna, and this afternoon, Area 42, the workshop on the software to go along with the talk on complex systems and sustainability, and how you can create software around that. And for now, we're going back to some more African music because I loved it so much. We're going to have another one.
Points. Right. The right answer. Systems thinking.
Systems thinking.
Well done. You get a badge.
I was trying to tie in the two things.
Excellent. Excellent. Well done.
Nice.
Nice. That's a good item. Good stuff. Mm. Interesting. So what time is your talk again? I missed it. 9 to 10. Cool. Okay. Cool.
9 to 10. Where?
Dent 1.
Okay.
Yeah. We're gonna watch it. We're gonna come. Yeah.
It's one of the hardware talks. We're in the minority.
Yeah. Okay. Well. I just got my first Arduino, so...
Nice. So this is a TV Beyond podcast.
Which one's up?
Intro to Arduino.
Yeah, it's... No, it's...
Wat nu nog? Oh, wil je dat ik nog even doorga? Oh ja, ja, ja.
A smart job of taking what's already out there and mix it into a board that's easy to use.
Yeah.
So the programming language, the way you look things up,
Should I say who this is by and all that?
Okay, transition to
that. This was enough talk for...
Okay, thank you very much for having us.
Thank you. I really like this music, by the way.
I've got more. You want the album?
Yeah.
You like them both?
Yes.
This one's from Senegal. This is the thumb piano and
It is nice.
Can you start online or
from voice? You might.
My dad grew up in East Africa. So.
Nee, want ik heb niet zoveel tijd gehad om voor te bereiden. Dus.
Anna?
Is het? Wissel zo.
Where's that name from?
Eentje aan en op 12 hele uur is het gewoon voor jou.
Oké.
Ja?
Ja, they're Greek
and
Czech.
En wat zit er naam?
Where are you from?
I'm from the US. Oh. My family is all Eastern European.
What US?
California.
Ah.
Lived in Boston for a while.
Ja, oké. Ik ga sowieso zo meteen even wat eten. En ja, dan kan ik jou weer niet horen.
Dank jullie wel. Ja, natuurlijk.
Ja, dan ben ik al weer terug.
Eén team toch?
Ja, een hele uur weer om te kijken of het...
Ik vind jou ook wel een team.
De reden of niet.
Een radioshow te vullen met allemaal
onzin. Ja hoor. Ah ja, als je
gewoon een algemene speler
is. Je mag zo aanschrijven om 12 uur hoor, morgen.
12 uur, ja. Kom maar bij, zeg. Leuk.
Daar heb ik een co-host.
Ja, heb je... Dan kan je niet lage vragen stellen.
Ik heb morgenochtend wel een half uurtje nog een meisje erbij zitten die daarnet ook zat, 11 jaar.
Leuk.
Die een stukje wil doen. Maar kom er lekker aan, schijnt.
11:30 dus. 11:30, 12:00.
12:00 beginnen we. 11:45 verzamelen we en dan muziek hebben. Als je muziek hebt.
Oeh, ik heb wel wat. CK.
Ja, we hebben daar nog een paar flesjes.
Hi. Ja, ja, dit, mijn ogen, die, dat, oh. Ik vind het gewoon niet fijn al dat licht. Gaan we gewoon.
Bij
het
taakje van de
bisschop.
Oké. Okay.
Ja, het is overal warm. Het is eigenlijk alleen fijn om dit moment om 's avonds en 's nachts naar buiten.
Ja, ja, ik liep vannacht richting.
Ja, ja.
Het is eigenlijk heel warm, van je heldere.
Yes. Dat is redelijk helder, ja. Ja, ja, ja. Ik heb een tijdje naar buiten gegeten.
Ik ga later gewoon
Lopen gaan slapen.
Ik
ga
van alles over. Dus
lijkt me helemaal goed.
En vinden was het dat ze die lamp had die op rood en dan weer naar wit sprong.
Oh, ja, ja,
dat
op een gegeven moment liep je
echt rechts in deze lamp. Ja, het ging echt zo van. Oké, het is genoeg. Even.
Ja, ik weet het.
Het is laat, ja. Ik snap het nu. Oh, ik heb hem.
Ik heb ik pak hem. Nieuw. Okay, geen koptelefoon. Ja, top.
Even een
dingetje. Oh man, waar is mijn water?
De hond is hier. Ja, it's all yours.
Test.
Ja, in blaren door elkaar.
Van de klanten, de talenten.
Ja. Dat zie ik, hè?
Thank you. Zo, even kijken wie hebben we allemaal.
Wacht, jij weet dus gewoon hoe dit werkt.
I'm running off to a lecture now, because I have to talk about the same lecture in my talk tonight. But I will catch you around.
Yeah, I think I go and visit your lecture also.
Excellent. Yes.
Hey, guys. Ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, the other two are going to have a wc.
Dekt op stilzet.
Kijk hem shine.
Hier een koptelefoontje op. Yep.
Daar nog.